My name's Lily Ladwig, and I'm graduating senior from Durant High School. I first was invited to youth group by Haley Elder, one of my closest friends. She explained all the different activities they did, and it actually sounded fun. That's when I met Miss Morgan. When I first envisioned youth group, I thought of some boring Bible study, but actually it was a lot more than that. I had a great time, and I asked my mom to go back every week, and that was 3 years ago. I've never felt comfortable with another church before Holy Innocence. My first trip with the youth group was the Key West mission trip. That's when I really did become in love with Holy Innocence, and I realized that we are really hands-on and we show it through actions, not just words. I am very lucky to help and be a part of this church. I not only got to sit down and actually read the Bible, but I actually got to know what it meant. After graduating, I'm going to be attending Hillsborough Community College and getting my real estate license. The lessons I learned from this church will always apply, and I'll carry with great memories with me.
Bet you didn't know that. Writing today's sermon wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. I've been listening to Father Brian speak up here for a long time, very long time, so I know what I want to talk to you about for the next 30 to 40 minutes. I've been a part of Holy Innocence my entire life. Even before moving to Florida, I was baptized here by Father Steve Rudisill. When we went on vacation to visit family, we'd come here on Sunday. After making the cross-country move just before I turned 6, I was coming here every week with my family. Sometimes we'd all go out to lunch afterwards. And that was a really nice experience that I'm grateful to have. In second grade, I signed up to be an acolyte. At that point, I really became invested in the church. I started to pay attention more and learn about our customs and traditions. Acolyting brought me closer to a lot of people that I now consider old friends, including Edwin, Matthew, and Ben. When I joined that program, Father Doug was our minister, and I really enjoyed working under him. He's a man I looked up to, literally and metaphorically. He was a great leader. I've been camping a couple times with the Scharfs, Rudisills, and a few other families. There's a lot of great memories from those trips. We went on bike rides, rode kayaks, and ate a quality of food that I never thought I'd get out in the woods. But those of you who know Jeremy Rudisill know what I'm talking about. One of my personal favorite church activities has always been Vacation Bible School. I participated in it as a kid, and I grew up to love volunteering as a helper. That's in no small part thanks to Beth Fody. She's always been a great friend and a mentor to me. In fact, this fall I'll be attending Florida Gulf Coast University, and it was Beth who first put that school on my radar. For years, she ran the Imagination Station at VBS. Edwin and I would help out with that. Every day was an adventure with its own unique set of challenges, and believe me, there were challenges, but it was always a blast, something I could look forward to every year. We did so many cool things, we were probably having more fun than the kids were. If church has given me one thing, it's been community. It all started with acolyting and grew from there. For years, I've developed meaningful relationships that I don't plan on losing just because I'm moving away. This place and the people in it have always been reliably there for me. As sad as it is to leave that, I'll carry this place with me until I can come home to visit. As I said earlier, I'm going to FGCU in the fall. I hope to accomplish there what I've done here. I hope to get involved in various things that seem important, fun, and meaningful. I hope to enjoy myself as much as I possibly can, which shouldn't be too hard. There's a lake on campus. I hope to make friends and appreciate the people around me. I hope to establish a community that I can rely on, trust, and care about, just as I have here. And if there's time in between all of that, maybe I'll go to a class once in a while. Thank you.